What's going on, everybody? Jesse here from Flyers Alley. Just want to thank all of our wonderful sponsors of Old City Sports Network, Fanatics, Row One Brand, Norse Beards, Righteous Felon Jerky, Sterling Pig Brewery, Neshaminy Creek Brewing, Hangman Brewing, and Bright Path Brewing. If it wasn't for them, there wouldn't be an Old City Sports Network. You can find all their links in the description, all the promo codes you can use are in our description. Thanks, everybody. Jesse Flyers Alley. Season 5 finale, episode 108. Thanks for joining us. I'll send that to you in a second. Last one. Till September, I feel. We'll come back in September. What's been going on, Wade? How you doing?
Doing good. Just now finally getting over those seasonal allergies that me and you have been discussing all week.
Yeah.
Other than that, just been hanging out with the kiddo. So fast how fucking time flies with them already.
Yeah. They I wish they'd drug a little bit. I mean, Jesus Christ. Like, he was asking the other day, when am I going to be 6.5? I was like, what? 6.5, bro. You just started 6 like 2 months ago. Come on.
It's like slow your roll.
Yeah, it's rough business. I just said that too. Yeah, so this is going to be our last bad boy until the preseason starts in September. We have lives, we have kids, like we were just talking about. Vince Decar from Fan Lot checks in. Hey guys, what's going on, bro? I'll get you that info over to Vince for that video. I'll get off here. Got a lot of stuff going on here. So I just want to set myself up with what we need here. But yeah, going to be wrapping it up here. Been a good season for us. I don't know about the Flyers. Been a rough season for the Flyers, but very predictable. I mean, we knew it wasn't going to be, you know. I personally think it was a little bit better than everybody thought it was going to be, but I don't know if it could have been worse. I mean, I don't know.
It could have been worse.
Yeah. I think
a lot more people could have been hurt. Ron Hextall could be our GM. Chuck Fletcher could still be our GM.
That's some crazy stuff there, huh?
Pretty
predictable.
As the positioning stands with the way that the draft should end up, the Flyers aren't in the top 5. So to that little schmuck in the Flyers Nation, you owe me $10 now.
There's a schmuck in Flyers Nation?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
It's probably like 10, but whatever.
Hey, fuck you, kid. Yeah, before we jump into this bad boy, let's make sure you guys go like us on Facebook, Flyers Alley. We have a group and a like page. Make sure you go follow us on Twitter at Flyers Alley Pod 1 and Instagram at Flyers Alley. Make sure you go to our YouTube, Old City Sports Network. That's starting to we've had 70% increase in our viewership over there, so that's pretty nice. And there he is, Brandon Pauls. What's up, guys? What's going on, fella? And make sure you do. I put this in the thing. The OCSN landline is on. So make sure you get on over there. Pick up your phones. Dial 302-367-7276. And we will answer. And come on. When you get a chance to be on a live show, you can be relevant for a minute.
You can't even just call to talk shit. Who cares?
You can do that. You can do that. I guarantee when we get our credentials next year, we're definitely gonna get some fucking phone calls. That little shit, Chris Mayer. I'm sure he's gonna be fucking ain't calling. I wish you would. I wish you would.
I mean, you also got the other credentials too. I don't know if you want to bring that up.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Not yet. I don't want to get anyone's panties in a bunch. Well, I do, but you know, not yet.
Fuck wears panties anymore anyway. It's all about commando these days.
That's kind of true. I was getting some alley talk. Yeah, so Alley Talk is brought to you by Fanatics. The link in the description, and it's also scrolling at the bottom. Use code SWING for 65% off site-wide. It's a big deal. Got a little hat here. That is from Fanatics.
There you go.
Pretty bad. It really looked like it just fell apart right there.
It did. This is for Fanatics.
Everybody be like, yep, not buying this shit. But yeah, they got good stuff. They're the new jersey people for the NHL.
That's where this came from.
That's where that came from. Link in the description. Check it out. So the Flyers lose to the Bruins. Kind of knew that was going to happen. 5-3. We know. I know we're not going over the shit from the previous week. We took off for Easter. You got Wade Allison scoring in the first, unassisted. You got Joel Farabee scoring in the second, assisted by Owen Tippett. And you got Owen Tippett scoring in the third, assisted by Farabee and Noah Cates. Boston this past couple weeks has been fucking me in my fantasy. Bergeron just is day-to-day for no reason, randomly. I know he's resting, but it's just like, dude, Pasternak's out there lighting the world on fire.
Well, now he's got to fucking perform for that $11 million contract that he's going to be kicking in next year.
Yep. I'm a fan of him. He's actually pretty funny.
I like his old Dunkin' Donuts commercial with his broke-ass English.
I think that's why he's funny. I was watching a video on Spittin' Chicklets. They had him and I forget another guy from from the LA Kings. They were out there doing the sandbagger. He's just talking shit the whole time. It's fucking hilarious. Brandon chimes in. I was there. Shit was sad being there and having the Wells Fargo taken over by the Bruins. Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny that you say that. I said something on Twitter or Facebook somewhere saying that, you know, it's sad that this is happening and that, you know, they need to figure something out. That doesn't happen. And some guy tried torching me. He was like, what do you mean they need to do something? And I was like, well, you know, if it was the back in the day or even in the 90s, those fans wouldn't have made it out of the spectrum alive, like,
right,
at all. And the guy was like, yep, you're living in the past. I'm like, okay, I guess you just enjoy fucking the Rangers and the Bruins fans coming and just taking over a fucking stadium.
Right.
They shouldn't allow them. They should jack the prices up.
Well, I know in the playoffs a few years back, Tampa Bay Lightning Arena, I don't know who is it owned by, was turning away people wearing visiting teams' jerseys. Like you can't come in here wearing that kind of, like, thing. Like, telling people like, they can't wear the other team's jersey, trying to get glass seats or something. With some fucking weird shit like that.
Right. They should do that. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, I've been in fisticuffs in that parking lot with Flyers fans. So, like, I don't know. I'm a big advocate. I mean, I've said it all season for, you know, the enforcers and the blue collar play. This city. You know, it was actually one of our fans on our page too. Greg Montour actually came through with the save backing me up. Because I said the fans are weak. The Flyers fans are weak right now because of that, and you can't do that. you fucking go somewhere else, dude. You're gonna get stabbed in the streets of fucking New York. Like, what are you talking about? You get the two of the most hated organizations by the Flyers fans are coming in and pissing on our fucking emblem here. Like, that's crazy. I don't know. But anyway. Yeah,
so I think Pittsburgh has a higher notch of hate than New York.
Yeah,
I think New York, you kind of just like let them be. I know what you mean though. You hate seeing them coming into our barn and just packing the house. But I look at it this way: they're keeping the lights on. I gotta waste my fucking money to go see the shit show on ice.
It's still a good business move. I mean, you're not gonna turn people down, right? But yeah, that just shows how many Flyers fans aren't buying tickets.
Right.
And that's bad, but whatever. I mean, you're all weak. I don't care. That's what it is. But what's going on here? Okay, cool. So 5-3 we lost. So then we win. We win against the BJs. You guys are never going to lose that nickname there. It's a bad one. We beat them in overtime, 4-3. We got. Let's see. Joel Farabee assisted by TK and Morgan Frost. JVR assisted by Provorov and Lawton in the first. And the second, you got Owen Tippett assisted by Noah Cates and Ristolainen. And then in OT, Owen Tippett assisted by Provorov and Cam York to win the game. I feel like this win and the next one just went on for way too long.
Yeah.
Like,
I think certain players were trying to put on a show a little bit more. I think like Johnny Hockey probably wanted to throw some more points up just to be like a fuck you, but even though Chuck Fletcher wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, I agree with you. The last two games this season doesn't really matter. So, but they are playing now. They played. It's not like, you know.
Well, it matters for the kids. I mean, some of the kids look fucking pretty good. I mean, yeah, it's not everybody's out there giving it 110 except for the kids, but
yep. I like that they're all playing. There's a lot of talk about I don't think I have it in here, but that Wade Allison won't be here next year.
Really?
Yeah, just injury prone. He hasn't really done much. I kind of got to agree with him. I mean, if he's not hurt, he's not putting up any points. He did score in some of these games, but
I like the way he plays. So
I do too. But if you remember, you know, when I was talking to him, I also realized this too. Whenever I say on Twitter, I'm like a conversation stopper. Like, people always talk about Wade Allison. I literally got in. I interjected myself into a conversation because it's Twitter, social media. And I said, yeah, I was actually talking to Wade Allison earlier this season, and he said that instead of playing 120%, he was going to play 100% because he gets hurt. And everybody just – it was just over. Conversation was over.
Like this fucking asshole.
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to pump my own tires. I'm trying to give you guys some fucking information. Next time, I'll just go fuck myself. Anyway, yeah, so we won.
You should. Well, your dad's like soccer or something.
Yeah, dad's sleeve of my dad's favorite jacket.
It's summertime. Nobody wears jackets. Gotta use a sock.
I don't wear socks in the summer at all. Anyway, no. So,
stinky ass barefoot motherfucker.
But dude, my mom and both of my children hate socks. Like, it's fucking crazy. Then the Flyers go on to beat the Blackhawks in overtime, 5-4. Jonathan Toews last game. Joel. From Potts, Lipselli is crying in a corner somewhere. Both of his guys are crying. talk about a rebuild.
I mean, think about it. That's like the face of your franchise is now just completely gone.
Mm. Another thing. Yeah. Speaking of that, so there's a tribute for Jonathan Taves on Twitter. And this chick, Molly, comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. Molly always comes out of nowhere.
Dude, she is a brutal motherfucker, dude. She came out of nowhere and was just like, he advocated for Patrick Kane raping this person. He advocated for the beach story and blah, blah, blah. He was there. I was like, good God, man. Like, Jesus Christ. This is the same chick that literally puts her life on the line to get Tony D'Angelo canceled. Like, this chick is an absolute warrior, and I can't stand it. Like, it's like, shut the fuck up. And Sam says that she hates socks, too. Don't worry, Jess. Oh. Eh? Socks are overrated.
Fucking troll people.
But yeah, so this game, we got Morgan. It was a TK assisted by Morgan Frost, and then TK assisted by Morgan Frost again in the first. In the second, Owen Tippett unassisted, and then Noah Cates assisted by TK and Owen Tippett. And then you got Provorov scoring assisted by TK and Sanheim. Sealed the deal in overtime. I'll be honest with you, I didn't watch these games. I just didn't fucking watch these games.
I think I only watched like a couple periods of a little bit.
I think it was a period of the Blackhawks game, and I was just like, I'm going to bed. Like,
yeah,
it's been real Flyers, but like,
you got mail.
All that. I slept.
You got mail with an uppercut.
It's a delivery uppercut for the mail, sir. But yeah, it's cool to win. Last game of the season. I was actually supposed to get Joel into the press box for this one. I guess we forgot. I don't know what happened. But yeah, that wraps up Alley Talk. It's been a rough season, fellas. Get into some gritty look ahead. Yeah, so there's nothing going on ahead, but
there's a little bit. Some of the rumors of Danny Briere might be hanging on for a little bit longer than
that in the woodshed. Come on now.
Why would you put it in the woodshed? Not a gritty look ahead.
You can gritty look ahead the games that are coming up.
None.
The playoffs are starting tomorrow.
None for us.
All right. Well, anyway, we're still going to do this bad boy, though. It's brought to you by Righteous Felon. At www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN for 50% off your jerky contraband. This is a new one. Teriyaki Balboa. Tangy teriyaki with a punch of pepper. Wade, I got you the soul barbecue. I'll drop that off tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'll leave a spot on the porch. I got a little table there.
I'm not going to lie to you. I opened it. I figured you wouldn't care. I had to taste it. It was fun.
As long as you didn't take a bite after, put it back in.
I let Charlotte. You know, my kids love beef jerky. I just found that out.
Oh, boy.
Love it, dude. But yeah, here's this bad boy. I love teriyaki. I know you hate it.
For you people that are on the podcast side of it, he just took a piece of the jerky.
Yeah, it sounds good. They could probably hear it. Yeah, some good stuff. Make sure you guys go there. Any orders over $50 is free shipping. So,
and if you don't like ordering stuff, I believe Giant sells them on the shelves there.
They really?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
My buddy up in Montgomery County, his Giant's got them. Because he recognized the sticker I had of the Righteous Felon with the bullhorns on my lunchbox, and he's like, I think that they sell that up in my Giant.
It's got 6 grams of carbs. And if you want to watch, I just found this bad boy at the store.
The fuck is that?
Dude, it is good as shit. Fit soda. I just went to the store, bought all kinds of stuff for me to like be healthy. That's not one of them. I actually eyed up Zero, Mountain Dew Zero. I was like, that's not going to do it for me. Yeah, I mean, that's all we got. That's what we got. That's all we got for Green Look Ahead. We got to do sponsor stuff. So. Let's get into Beaut of the Year. I think we're going to have a good turnout for that one. All right. This is going to be Beaut of the Year, and it's brought to you by Sterling Pig Brewery out of Media, PA. Go to www.sterlingpig.com. Check out their operation over there. I do have one of these bad boys sitting here on the table. This was from our last haul of March. We are getting our new stuff next week. Scott's going to be getting it for Delco Dive on the last Friday of the month. We'll be doing that. This is their this little piggy experimental 586 IPA. Very good. I had it the other day. Their lines are pretty good, so make sure you guys go check the stuff out. Good beer. And the food's good, so check them all out. Yeah, Beaut of the Year. What do you got? Greg, I know you're listening. Brandon, I know you're listening. Shoot him in.
I'm going to go with Nick Delorier.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because everybody, you know, with him coming in, writing him off as he's just a goon. But, you know, he's put up some points. He killed some penalties. And not only that, he stuck up for his new teammates. Like, yeah, that's his job, his role, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, when you come to a new town, especially like Philadelphia, like where the fan and the media are usually hard on the players, and just seemed like he just did not give a fuck.
You know what's crazy about him is our last episode when he had those two fights in that one, you know, that one game against the
Minnesota.
It was the Senators.
Senators.
He's angry. He is, and they say it on the broadcast all the time. Like he. And it's crazy because if you watch like Ice Guardians and any documentary, even Dave Schultz said that he doesn't like fighting. He likes fighting. Like he said that he likes to fight. I mean, you can't. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a majority of you. I used to love fighting. I loved it. Like that's why he's so good at it. I give it to you. Is it only one? You only got him? He's your Beaut of the Year?
Yeah, I mean, I liked TDA with him, with the bringing of him, but, you know, I was just going with one Beaut this, you know, for the year.
Oh, yeah. I got you. No honorable mentions, TDA, I guess.
Yeah, and Carter Hart, even though you don't like him.
It's not that I don't like him. I'm preparing myself for him to not be here next year. And I could bring up some other things too. Some people were saying they thought I was nuts. Hold on. That Fedotov won't come, but we'll get into that. Let's see who we got here. We got Sam says Noah Cates as a rookie coming into a team and season like this, he showed he has an upside and some real potential in him. Yeah, Noah Cates definitely is mm-hmm. going to be here next year. There's a good list. There's a list of people that are going to be here next year. You could tell. I do have a list. I actually stapled it to my wall at work of who I think is going to be gone. I dated it and everything, so people can't say that I'm a piece of shit. My Beaut of the Year has to be it's got to be Owen Tippett. I mean, for me, I mean, he has, and it's crazy because I see your fucking trolling ass in that Flyers Nation group. People were so mad at the Owen Tippett addition or acquisition? I don't know. It's a trade because Claude Giroux was gone. He was gone.
You could use any one of those words.
I don't know. I used them all. And I remember we were just like, who the fuck is Owen Tippett? Everyone knows that listens to the show. It was not that we're not Claude Giroux fans. It's just that we move on from players. I mean, that's what it is. And he's definitely been a solid player on the team this year. He's fast. He's big as shit. He's very fast.
And he gets in the dirty areas. He's not like a JVR where he'll attempt to go there, but hang off to the side. He goes in and out of there. Crashes the net, literally.
Yep. I didn't watch one of the games. No, I heard he got in a little fight. I tried to find it. I couldn't find it. But yeah, Owen Tippett, he's got to be the guy for me, and no one else can. If you guys put yours in, I'll put it up. But we're gonna move on to Philly City Top 10. All right, Philly City Top Titties brought to you by Bright Path Brewing. Go to www.brightpathbrewing.com. Check out Dylan and Alex up in Jim Thorpe. Put out a good beer. Got here the Switchback IPA. Juicy, hazy, citrusy IPA, 5% alcohol by volume.
Looks like a soda can from Planet Fitness with that purple. Actually,
you mentioned that you're ruining that beer for me. Sam's getting our haul. She's got... Was it? She got we're gonna be doing Delco Dive, of course. That's what we do on Delco Dive. Greg Montour said, checks in and says, Fletcher finally getting fired is my beauty of the way. Greg Montour and Johnny Mack is Torch the right guy for the rebuilding Flyers. What do you think, Wade?
I like it. You know, but, you know, growing up, that's kind of the way you were told how to do things, bluntly, you know, not the softer, way. But it seemed like a lot of the kids, like we talked about it a couple episodes ago, like Morgan Frost, is it his talent finally showing through, or is it just being under the right coach?
Yep. Or being away from having Giroux away.
Yeah. You know, take your pick. You look at the other kids, Cam York. He didn't play too bad underneath the Tortorella or AV. I mean, I think he was more of a negative under AV, but, you know, Prove seems like he got better under Tortorella. So I think, you know, it seemed like a lot of weight got lifted off of him. You know, it could be the adding of TDA and Ristolainen for a full year with him. But I think Tortorella is the right way to go.
I wasn't.
Takes no bullshit.
I wanted Jim Montgomery because I liked what he had done in Dallas, and I liked what he was doing. I believe it was in the AHL. And look what happened. Look at the Bruins. I mean,
do you really put it all on him?
I'm just saying. But
I mean, the goaltenders could be a splash in the pan for this year.
Well. My end all be all is, yeah, I'm on board with Torts. Like you said, it's like how we grew up. Like that's,
yeah,
he's not afraid to take a chance. Like he's benching these guys. Like I've in the woodshed about TDA getting benched for numerous games. Like he doesn't care. Like, and that has to happen. I think there's an element of is it enough? Is enough enough? Like it how far are you going to push it? But they've played regardless of what the standings are. I mean, for the players that we have, they played pretty well this year. The problem with the defense is always going to be what we need to figure out. And now I think offense is kind of figured out. I think after his contract's done, I think you should sign him again. Cause it's going to, if it doesn't bring us to a Stanley Cup, it at least brings the pulse back into the city. The city needs John Tortorella. I mean, he's the right coach for us.
We also need to land on our draft picks and drafting the right way. You know, you shouldn't draft, you know, 3 to 4 straight years of defense unless if they're top-notch guys. But
we also can't let Cale Makar go.
Yes.
Get Nolan Patrick instead of Cale Makar.
Yeah, but at that point, Nolan Patrick's stats, they were comparing him to like Forsberg. Yeah. You know? So, but at that time, that'd be 3 defensemen going number 1 overall to the Flyers. Nobody would have knew that Cal McCarr would have been like that.
That's true.
But I mean, we're not the only ones that skipped over him. You're at the number two overall. You're going to drop down to a guy that was listed at five or six, even though he got drafted at four. But
let's also not forget what happened to Nolan Patrick too. It wasn't, you know.
Yeah, concussions.
There was some stuff going on there. EJ Moore checks in. What's up, guys? What's going on, bro? And Johnny Mac says, I knew. Let's get into top 10.
Tebron walks the line. Back to Tippett. Side of that connect. In front of the shot, and they score! Cates gets the goal.
Do the math, Jimmy.
Third assist! Need a third assist on this one.
Do with it, Aziz. And the top of the umbrella there. Good puck movement. And the Flyers snap it around in a hurry. Cates puts it into the net after a pretty pass.
That just shows what Sam said. Noah Cates is definitely.
That's another thing to bring up is Braun is retiring.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah.
I mean, we did start it like this year, seeing less and less of them when we brought up more of the kids on defense.
I liked them last year. I remember last year. It was last year. We were like, what the hell? All of a sudden, Braun is like.
We were ripping him the years before that.
Were.
So.
Hey, he sucked.
He shut me the fuck up. Yeah, he did suck. But then next thing you know it.
He was taking the puck in his own fucking dangling. I was like, what the hell is going on? Just like McEwen started doing that. Everybody all of a sudden started doing it randomly. I'm like, oh, we forget that they're actually NHL hockey players.
Yeah, they kind of know a thing or two.
Yeah. But, Noah Cates, good on him. I mean, he's going to be here next year, too. He's one of them. So, let's move on to the mailbag.
You've got mail.
So, the mailbag question was done this afternoon. It's brought to you by Hangman Brewing from Claymont, Delaware, right around the corner from me. Also going to be featuring their beer on Delco Dive the last Friday of the month. Good stuff. Brad is the man over there. Doing some cool stuff right behind Charlie's Pizza. Best pizza around, I think. That's pretty good. So the mailbag question was, who was everyone's favorite player for this season? And it was kind of a beaut of the year for other people. So Brandon chimed in and said, I think my favorite players were Tippett and TK. I think both of them played amazing under Torts this year, and they both will keep getting better with Torts as the coach. Sam said Noah Cates, and she had given us her beaut. And Greg Montour said, I would have to say Tippett. I was happy with the way Frost played this year, too. Yeah, I bet, because you had them both in your fantasy. I was gonna do. Me and him were going at it, and he just absolutely took off. And all of a sudden, Morgan Frost was like, all right, let me just flex real quick. Boom. Start scoring. Assist machine. Second place. He was my favorite number, though. So, we already went into that. So,
yeah.
So you guys could have called in and done that. Yeah, people got to start calling in. It's bullshit. Not every place lets you call in. Okay. Call in. I gave you the freaking number. Call in.
What's the number again?
I got flash. I gotta have it on the screen all the time. The number is 302-367-7276. Like, come on.
It's a local number. It's not across the seas.
No. It's
not Fedotov's fucking personal cell.
It's a pager. It's a fucking pager. Remember the see-through ones? See-through pages? Mm-hmm.
I think Mark had one of them.
Both of our brothers had one. I remember getting one and throwing it in the pond behind my house. I was like, I'm not.
I never got one.
Track me, will you?
Ruin that for me.
The first GPS tracker known to man was a pager. Now you get paged, then you gotta go pay for a payphone. Like, what is that all about?
You don't have to. You can do they want 1-800 collect when it says enter your name. Mom, I'm at the mall. Pick me up. Just hang up, and then she gets that.
Wow, you have definitely done that. Okay. All right, let's move on to Knuckle Dusters. Pride Knuckle Dusters, brought to you by J.E. Kukushka Concrete and Chimney. It's a local guy from Delco. Does good concrete work, chimney pointing, all the stuff. So, look him up, and I got a little clip for you.
It's Tavares with his 34th, and what do we got now? Wayne Simmons, Michael Pezzetta, fresh off a bunk with Tom Wilson 2 nights ago. And look out. But Pezzetta, always a gamer. This one kind of out of nowhere. I mean, Simmons' last shift drew that third penalty, and they come out and...
Take that shit. Love that.
For a second there, it looked like he knocked that dude's fucking mustache sideways.
This thing's like 3 years younger than me. Knock it off, Sam. Yeah, Simmer, come on. If they don't put him in the lineup for the playoffs, they're out of their fucking mind.
I thought you were going to post the New York Fire Department versus Police Department fight.
I couldn't get it in here. I couldn't get it in here because I kept seeing it as a reel. So when I screen record, I have to pull my my toolbar down, and then it just takes the video away when I do that. So I just shared it though. Did you see? I just shared it. Yes, that guy pumped.
That was the one in the center ice. Then there was one behind the goalie net too.
Oh, there was two.
Yeah, actually, there was a couple behind the goalie net.
I like that idea. That's a great idea.
What's that?
The New York, the firefighters against the police officers.
No, they do it every year for charity.
No, I know. I'm saying I love that idea. That's a good idea. But yeah, so that was Knuckle Dusters.
I'm surprised that the police didn't put some more points up. It should be used to beating the shit out of people.
Not okay. Not okay. Move on to the woodshed. All right. The woodshed is brought to you by the Chamonix Creek Brewing. Go to www.chamonixcreekbrewing.com. Check out their operation in New Hope and Croydon, PA. Pushing Daisies. I just love the can. It's just awesome. They do have the Rita's Mango Water Ice Beer coming out. We're going to be featuring either that one on Delco Dive, or you'll see it on our reels that we do during the weeks after our episode. And they have another one that's a pretty popular idea. It's Orange Creamsicle. Shape of haze to come. It's a hazy, so Scott should be all over that. We're actually popping a guy from work's cherry with that beer. He's never drank before, but I told him that we had that, and he was like, "I need that." I'm like, "Listen, dude, I'm not your dad. Like, if you want to keep getting beer from me, I'll give it to you. But at the same time, like, I kind of want you to do it live." But yeah, Cody, we see you out there. But yeah, so the woodshed, what we got here today. EDA gets it, but doesn't like being scratched for multiple games. I mean, it is what it is. Like I said, Torts is going to bench you. I mean, it is what it is. I don't think he does. I don't understand what he gets torched, like, not even for his stuff that we, yeah, by the way, that reel that I put out is getting a lot of attention. I said woke shit, and people jumped all over it. What was it? I don't see that he does anything to deserve to get benched for 5 games.
There's probably a lot of stuff we're not seeing and hearing behind the doors. And Twitterell is going to prove, I don't care how much you make, what your star level is, it's my team, I'm going to bench you no matter who you are. So I think he's trying to get his point across that, you know, listen up, motherfuckers. Those of you think that you can just come in here just because you're getting paid top dollar and can do whatever you want? Nah.
Yep.
My team, sit the fuck down.
I mean, I don't know.
I like it.
No, I like it. I don't think that he's the person. I think you need to keep benching Hayes. But I got something good for that. That's I dug a little deep in for that. Next one, Danny B loses the interim title. He's here. He's gonna be the next GM. So that's pretty cool. I'm on board for that. Yeah, you know what's cool about what we're about to do? We're about to not be around until September. So we get to chill and just like relax. I know other pods are gonna be doing stuff. I just don't care. Like, it's just you guys gotta relax a little bit. Not yeah. Putting out 10 articles a year. Like one. I think I did one. I don't even know if I did one.
I think you did more than one.
Yeah, we need article writers for Flyers. I'm not doing it. I'm not the guy. And press box people, I'm not that guy either.
Trust me, I'm not that guy, pal.
I'm not that guy. Yeah, so the Danny B. Torts thing, I'm really interested to see what this new guy, the CEO, I'm interested to see if he's just going to do anything, or if he's going to be just a face, and that's cool. I'm fine with that, too. I hope they do shine a light on him a little bit and kind of – they probably will and let the fans know, like, who he is, like, exactly, like, what he does, get him on camera at least once. They probably will. I want to talk to Lindy Snyder and see if she knows him at all and just see what she thinks about it. The hockey ops position is still open. So we'll see what happens with that. But good on Danny B. That's awesome. I mean, for some reason, I'm like okay with him being there. Yeah, I know we talked about like former Flyers being there and stuff. I would be okay with like a Peter Forsberg still. You know, like you were saying with the chemo teaming in and like those guys. I'm okay with the Eric Lindros thing. I'm just not okay with that. I don't like that. Like, if it was John LeClaire, I'd be okay with it.
Right.
Does that make sense? Or Michael Remberg or something? Like, it's...
Well, I think it's because you're also holding against him his view of hits and with his post-concussion syndromes and also the way that he started to end his career with, you know, me and my dad want to do it this way. Mm. So
it made it worse because I forgot about that.
But you know what I mean? Like, I could see why people, like, honestly, like, I like Danny B, but you're not going to find another Steve Yzerman general manager.
I guess that's what you, well, I think, and I also do think John Scott says it all the time when it's brought up about Danny B. You know, the Montreal Canadiens were offering him stuff, so that's why the Flyers gripped him up real quick, because they said they figured, hey, if they're doing it, then there's a reason for it. But I'm okay with it.
Yeah, but Montreal has been a fucking hot garbage for how long?
Keep it up.
So
that shit up. But yeah, so Danny B is the guy for right now. I'm cool with it. Hockey ops still question mark. So this is gonna be a good one for people that are still watching. Who's getting kicked to the curb? We'll start with you. Who do you think is actually going to leave next year?
Who do I think, or who do I want?
Both.
Because Danny B pretty much said that anybody's open. So I could kind of see him moving, Prove, maybe even Carter Hart, with most recent articles that came out probably a couple episodes ago that was saying right. that Hart was open to being traded.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't be too surprised if I see Prove go. I'll be surprised if Hart goes, just because it took us so long to find a fucking decent goaltender and then just to turn around and just trade him away.
So when it comes to the Hart situation, I do want to like clear the air here, because I'm getting a lot of shit about my Hart statements and got people that are in the group. Did you share this to the Flyers Alley group?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. I was asking. If you didn't, I will. But I don't want him to go. I think he's going to go because it opens up a lot of doors. Now, someone in the Flyers Alley group was like, oh, how could you let him go? It's the way that it went down. If he said, and it's only if, I said this last episode, if he said he wants to be traded, then that's Torts and Danny B saying, okay, we'll make that happen. And then all of a sudden, everybody was notified that Carter Hart is open for business. It's not me saying that I want him gone.
Right.
But if that's the case, then yeah, you should go. Why not? See ya. I don't know.
But, yeah, if he wants to go, let him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. You don't. There's nothing like a goalie that doesn't want to be here. That's the worst case scenario, dude. Like, yeah. you don't want that. I could deal with Hayes now. We'll get into that. Actually, we'll get into that next. But yeah, I just want to clear that air a little bit. But yeah, so the next thing I got here is Hayes may be on his way out. Now, I found an article written, a lot of quotes from Kevin Hayes about, you know, leaving Philly, so on and so forth. It didn't say anything about Columbus. It just said, but I think that's where he ended up going. And I quote, "I'm turning 31. I picked up the message that was sent months ago," Hayes said during his exit interview on Friday. "I'm okay with it. It's their decision. I don't want to say I'm suited for a contender because I think I'm suited for anyone, to be honest. Yeah, we'll see how that unfolds. Their decision has probably already been made, and we don't know anything yet. I'm sure I'll find out around the draft." And then he states, in quotes, "I don't know if they want a guy making the money that I'm making, playing 9 to 10 minutes a night. I don't make those decisions they do. I'm sure they have to make them pretty quickly. The draft is coming up." Now, if you notice, he says he doesn't know, but he keeps mentioning draft.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I think Kevin Hayes is out.
And that's who I would want to go. Back to my earlier question that you asked me. Only because, like, he just said it there. He's making $7+ million and only playing 9, maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah. If anyone gets it, Kevin Hayes gets it.
Yeah.
Just said what everyone's
even been. If he stayed here and his contract was looking at like $3 or $4 million, then that's doable. But $7 million for 10 minutes kind of sucks.
The thing that's crazy is Kevin Hayes is a good player.
When he wants to.
That's what I'm saying. Right. So like, but that wasn't the case when he was, you remember when he was coming in? And everybody was like, "We don't want him. We don't want him. Blah 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 blah. What's going on?" This wasn't the issue. They were saying that he was a bad locker room guy, and that's the complete opposite of what's happened here. Like, he has been a great locker room guy here, but he's now doing like the he plays when he wants, and you can't get paid that kind of money and play when you want. You just can't. So, I think Hayes is out. I mean, the writing is on the wall, like he said. I mean.
And he basically said it himself that I'll play for whoever.
He's a journeyman. He's ready to rock. He doesn't care.
Well, like he's saying, like, you don't have to send me to a contender.
Right.
So if that's the case, hey, what's up, Arizona?
The content spitting chicklets would get from that. That is amazing. I like Kevin Hayes. I would get a Flyers Kevin Hayes jersey. I liked Kevin Hayes when he was here. I like his slow breakaways and
the one slow breakaway that he did this year. I'm like, how the fuck did nobody just push him off the puck?
No, he doesn't even dangle. He doesn't even stick handle. He just pushes his way and turns and somehow holds off like three people.
Holds all three people, deeks the goaltender out and roofs it.
Defies the laws of gravity completely.
And the funny thing, Phil Kessel's on Vegas. Could you imagine if Phil Kessel and Kevin Hayes on the same line?
It'd be a slow line, man.
Be a slow line, but it'd be a productive one.
It would be.
Two guys that used to be fucking, well, Phil Kessel used to be fast, but we're getting up there in age.
Shit, dude. I love it. Ah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Kevin Hayes will be missed. I am gonna get a Kevin Hayes jersey. Yes. I mean, not to sound like insensitive, but a lot of stuff happened to him while he was in Philly. So I mean, he's never gonna forget Philly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but
It's not even like Boston has the cap space to just take him so he could be home, you know?
Nah. Oh, yeah. Well, moving on from the woodshed. Let's go. You know, we're not done. We're going right into the Phantom Scoop. Phantom's Ghost brought to you by Norse Beards. Go to www.norsebeards.com. Use promo code OCS for 25% off your Beardsman products. I have this bad boy right here.
What's that?
The Merc Wood.
Ah.
Beard oil. Every morning.
Sorry, I saw the drippiness and I thought you had some CBD THC drippy drip.
I never liked it. It doesn't do it. I think my body is just completely beyond help when it comes to CBD.
Well, but there's only certain people that CBD that affects.
Yeah, I'm not one of them. But yeah, check them out. I talked to Mark over the last week. They're completely restocked. They got a new bomb out. It's called Berserker. He said it's a summer. It's got like a summer feel to it. They also have the Caribbean beard wash. They also have the drops like this bad boy here. I will be getting that because let me tell you something, the Hawaiian shirts are in the wash. But yeah, you will see that on Delco Dive. In the winter it's flannels, and in the summertime it's Hawaiian shirts,
anything with buttons. This fucking guy.
I'm in there. I'm all over it. All right, so we get our Phantoms update. Anything with
buttons? Here, I'll make it funny, and yet I'll fucking wear gym shorts and sweatpants.
I'm thinking about doing the whole Hawaiian shirt to work thing. Like, I'm be comfortable on that forklift.
Until you get fucking flung off it again. Or get Cheryl Hat goes flying behind you.
Yeah. God, just takes me out. We get our Phantoms update from Sam Wismer of the AHL Beauties. There's going to be a change there soon. Tune in on Tuesday. Our guy Roger Burnish is going to be in there. I got him hooked up in the StreamYard. You're going to like him. It's going to be good. Going to be a change next year. I'm not going to be the one to break the news, but there's going to be a change next year. So Phantoms update. Phantoms injuries include Troy Gross, Nick Stohurst, there's Hayden Hodgson, and Igor Zamola was shut down for the season. He was pulled aside and was shut down, Sam told me. Elliot Denoyer has pushed Danik Martel out of number one position for all-time goals by a rookie. Denoyer has 23 goals this season. For the first time in 5 years, the Phantoms have clinched a berth to the playoffs. Opponent will be decided today if Springfield wins and Lehigh faces them. Game one, round one, will be in Allentown. If Springfield does not win, Lehigh heads to Charlotte, where all three games will be played of the first round. The Royals, Pat Nagel, had settled into second place for all-time wins by a goalie in ECHL with 223. Royals injuries include goaltender Caden Fulcher. The Royals are in the Kelly Cup playoffs. They will play Maine Mariners at Reading Friday and Saturday for game one and two of round one. Fucking nailed that, dude. Get good. Now I got a whole offseason to get horrible.
Yeah. Forget how to do it.
Yep. Sam has an interview with Riley Armstrong, the assistant coach from the Phantoms tomorrow.
Ew.
Yeah, big deal there. Big deal there. We got some stuff going on. Getting some final thought. I do have an announcement. If we can get this. I don't even know what music this is. Which one do we use? In the space? We're going to find out. That's it. So, tonight, 6 o'clock, we do have a new show that's debuting on the network. I'm going to be getting Johnny Mack in here. We're giving Johnny Mack his own show. The Road to the Show is what it's called. And he's going to go in with a bang. and it's going to be him interviewing Flyers alumni. Maybe I'll just forgot his name.
Brian Propp.
I'm like sweating.
Jesus.
I know. Just sweating my hands off.
Just start talking about those fucking Hawaiian shirts and shit. And now you're all flustered.
Flustered. Ray Rock. Brian Propp, though. Johnny Mac's an absolute beauty. He's getting some things done, dude. He also has another interview. I will be doing that. We'll debut that and have that poster circulating too. But yeah, tune in here. 6:00 p.m. Eastern. I think it's Eastern time. And check him out, Brian Propp. Everyone loves Brian Propp. He's got a good cigar line too. You gotta appreciate that. You got anything for final thought?
Toronto's a first round exit again. Putting money down on that one.
Are you now? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The odds are gonna be fucking so against it because it happens every year to them. But I don't care.
I don't bet, but I would. I think I may put money on that.
It's just something fun to do. You just, pick whoever.
The only reason that I would say that I would want them to win the Stanley Cup is for Wayne Simmons, because I'm pretty sure he's gonna be hanging them up soon.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's it. So when September comes, you will see us back for season 6, episode 109. Very cool. But make sure you go and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/FlyersAlley, our group and our like page.
And YouTube.
YouTube. At Old City Sports Network, Twitter at Flyers Alley Pod 1, and Instagram at Flyers Alley. Thanks to all our sponsors, Shamity Creek, Fanatics, Bright Path Brewing, Row 1 Brand, Hangman Brewing, Righteous Felon, Beef Jerky, Sterling Pig Brewing, and Norse Beards for hanging with us during the season. And we will see you guys next season, unless something crazy happens, and we'll come back and do a pop-up, but don't bet on it. That was finale of Flyers Alley. See you guys next season.
Hadouken.